Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The War of Art is a short nonfiction book by Stephen Pressfield that blends self-help, creative guidance, and philosophical reflection. Its central purpose is to help readers understand why they avoid meaningful work and how to move past that avoidance. Pressfield frames the problem through the idea of resistance, a universal internal force that shows up as procrastination, fear, self-doubt, distraction, and rationalization. Although the book is especially aimed at writers, artists, entrepreneurs, and other creative people, its broader argument applies to anyone struggling to begin or sustain difficult work. The book is structured in three parts defining resistance, learning to turn pro, and moving beyond the ordinary self into a more disciplined, purpose-driven mode of action. Its style is concise, direct, and forceful, which makes it stand out from more academic or psychological books on creativity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, resistance as the book's central explanation for creative blockage, Pressfield treats resistance as the core obstacle standing between intention and action. Rather than presenting procrastination as a simple habit problem, he describes it as a universal force that appears whenever a person tries to do something meaningful. That idea gives the book its distinctive lens. Creative failure is not mainly caused by lack of talent, but by an inner opposition that grows stronger when work matters most. Resistance can take many forms, including fear of failure, fear of success, perfectionism, distraction, and self-sabotage. This framework is useful because it shifts the reader away from vague guilt and toward recognition of a recurring pattern. The point is not to romanticize struggle, but to make it visible and therefore easier to confront. By naming the obstacles so aggressively, Pressfield tries to prevent readers from mistaking avoidance for identity or destiny. Secondly, the amateur versus professional divide as a practical discipline model. One of the book's most important distinctions is between the amateur and the professional. In Pressfield's usage, this is not just about income or public status. An amateur waits for inspiration, mood, or external validation, while a professional shows up consistently and treats the work as a responsibility. This distinction matters because it turns creativity into a practice rather than a personality trait. The professional mindset includes patience, delayed gratification, emotional detachment from outcomes, and a willingness to work through uncertainty. Pressfield argues that professional behavior is visible in routine choices beginning on time, continuing after criticism, and refusing to negotiate with procrastination. This is one of the book's most concrete contributions because it translates an abstract struggle into a behavioral standard. The reader is not asked to become fearless, only to act in a more disciplined and accountable way. Thirdly, why the book treats action as the cure for fear, not the reward for confidence. Pressfield repeatedly implies that confidence usually follows action rather than preceding it. This reverses a common assumption in motivational writing, where people wait until they feel ready before starting. In the War of Art, readiness is often a trap created by resistance. The book argues that waiting for perfect conditions keeps the work from ever beginning because fear rarely disappears on its own. Instead, fear is managed through repeated engagement with the task. This is why the book emphasizes daily practice, persistence, and submission to the work itself. The value of this approach is that it makes progress independent of emotional weather. Readers who are stuck often rely on self-analysis, but Pressfield directs them toward movement and repetition. The underlying principle is simple action reshapes identity, while inaction reinforces hesitation. That makes the book more procedural than therapeutic, even though it clearly serves an emotional function. Fourthly, the Higher Realm section and its attempt to connect discipline with inspiration in the final section. Pressfield moves beyond practical discipline and introduces a more symbolic or spiritual vocabulary. He writes about angels, muses, and other forces that can support the creative person once resistance has been confronted. This part is less concrete than the earlier sections, but it serves an important purpose in the book's structure. After defining the enemy and describing how to work like a professional, Pressfield suggests that creative work can connect to something larger than personal ambition. Readers do not have to accept the metaphysical language literally to understand its function. It points to the experience many creators have of feeling guided by a source beyond ego, anxiety, or self-consciousness. In that sense, the section broadens the book from productivity advice into a meditation on vocation and calling. It also shows that the book is not only about self-control, but about aligning effort with a deeper sense of purpose. Lastly, the book's style, compressed, aphoristic, and designed for immediate application. The War of Art is notable not only for its message, but for its form. Pressfield writes in short, direct passages that often read like aphorisms or field notes rather than a continuous argument. This compressed style gives the book urgency and memorability, which suits its subject. Creative resistance is often experienced in fragmented moments, so the book's structure mirrors the feeling of battling interruption and delay. At the same time, this style can feel repetitive or simplistic to readers who want a more developed psychological or philosophical analysis. The book does not attempt to build a rigorous theory of creativity in the academic sense. Instead, it aims to provoke recognition and immediate behavioral change. That is part of why it has been influential among artists, entrepreneurs, and other self-directed workers. Its strength lies in clarity and force, while its limitation lies in the narrowness of its approach. It is best understood as a practical manifesto rather than a comprehensive study of creativity. In conclusion, The War of Art is best suited for readers who already know what they want to do but keep postponing it. Writers, artists, entrepreneurs, and anyone trying to sustain a demanding personal project will find its central idea immediately relevant. The main obstacle is often not inability, but resistance to beginning and continuing. The book can be useful for readers who prefer compact, direct advice over long psychological explanations. It offers a clear vocabulary for procrastination, a simple standard for professional behavior, and a disciplined view of creative work as something done through routine rather than mood. What makes it stand out in the self-help and creativity category is its intensity and brevity. Pressfield does not try to soothe the reader or provide a broad system of personal development. He identifies a single enemy and repeats that confrontation from multiple angles until the point is unmistakable. That singular focus is both its main appeal and its main limitation, but it is also why the book remains memorable and widely cited. If you would like to support Stephen Pressfield, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.